This is AR1 Christmas Photo, Take 8. A Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Logic Gun and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with pre-Rodney McKay John Shepard implications. Additional tags for team, fluff, humor, pre-slash. Says Rodney, when at last he finds a stump that fits his extremely complex and unspoken list of specifications. He lays his backpack on the mossy surface, then places his shiny new digital camera on top of it.
Finally,
says John, unclipping his P90 and leaning it against a tree.
No, not there, Major.
It's Colonel, corrects John, for the fifth time today.
Yes, fine, Colonel.
Rodney squints at the digital display on his camera as he lines up the shot and waves a hand at the P90.
Either way, you need to move your gun. No weaponry of any kind in the frame. It's the rules.
John feels his irritation start to form words on his tongue, then swallows it back and breathes it out. This is the first year of the SGC's Team E-Card Festive Exchange, and he really would like AR-1 to show SG-1 up. Take them down a peg or two. There's a crate of butt on the line, after all, if Cam makes good on their bet. Fine, he says, and he picks up his gun and leans it against the stump instead. Rodney pulls back from the camera and sucks in an outraged breath. John interrupts him before he can begin his tirade.
You know the regs about leaving your gun unattended, McKay. Either it's in my direct line of sight, or it's on my person. End of.
Sure, fine, whatever, says Rodney, and he closes one eye and puts the other back to the viewfinder. Tell me more about your winter celebrations, says Taylor, as she places her gun next to John's.
It depends on who you ask, replies John, sticking his hands in his vest to keep them warm. There are nearly 200 countries and 4,000 religions, and any two families with the same culture and beliefs will still have very different ideas on how to do it. He hopes that'll be the end of it, but of course, Taylor has other ideas.
Well then, share with us your family's traditions.
We had a tree with lights and a turkey, midnight mass on Christmas Eve, presents in the morning.
A turkey is a bird, yes?
Yeah, a big one. Lots of feathers. We decorated trees in winter, too, says Ronan.
Yeah? Says John, trying to keep it light because Ronan has been with them for a while, but he doesn't often speak about Satita in terms of what it was rather than what it is now.
What kind of decorations? Candles and wooden figurines. Each kid would carve an animal and give it to a friend to paint. Then they got to hang them on the tree in the center of the town.
That sounds much better than anything we had growing up,
says Rodney, still crouched down with his neck bent back, angling his shot.
Every year my mother would sit us down at the dining table to make paper chains, and every year she would end up drinking too much and passing out on the couch, leaving me and my sister to finish up by ourselves. One Christmas, Jeannie got a staple in her thumb, and we had to ask a neighbor to take her to the emergency room because he couldn't wake her up.
Jeez, McKay, says John, horrified by yet another little snippet of Rodney's dysfunctional childhood. Rodney stands and clicks his fingers.
Anyway, we're all set.
He waves them to where he wants them and lines them up. Then spends a minute alternating between arranging them and stepping back to assess, then rearranging them when it wasn't right.
Okay, no, that's not going to work, he says eventually.
What's wrong? Asks Ronan.
You're too tall.
John crosses his arms.
So? Just angle your camera up, McKay.
Ronan looks around, then steps backward and sits his ass on a mossy log with one foot on the ground and the other perched on the bark.
Better?
He asks.
Yeah, okay, that might work,
says Rodney,
and he guides John and Taylor closer to Ronan, then goes back to the camera and squints.
No, from here Taylor's covering half of your face.
How about this? Says Taylor, and she perches on a jutting branch, thick enough to hold her weight, but low enough to leave Ronan in the shot.
Yeah, that's great, says Rodney. Shepard, if you could just...
He points until John steps closer to Ronan.
Okay, that's perfect.
John doesn't like being photographed at the best of times. Too many insincere smiles for family Christmas cards. But he does his best to fix something festive on his face while Rodney sets the timer. The camera flashes while Rodney's only halfway back to them, and he swears under his breath and heads back to reset it.
Okay, got it, he says.
And this time he's in position when the camera goes off. They all head over to look at the photo. But while it looks fine to John, Rodney's not happy.
What the hell is that?
He says, glaring at Ronan.
What?
Rodney points at something on the display.
That!
Ronan reaches down and pulls a knife from his belt.
Oh, yeah.
John peers at the photo.
Can we just... No, we cannot, snaps Rodney. We can't ignore it because Sam will see it and disqualify us.
And before you ask, no, we can't alter it post-shot either except to add festive trims. And if we lay trim over the knife, then me and Taylor will be cut off at the eyes.
Right, so we... Do it again, obviously.
John allows Rodney to reposition him, though he notes that he directs Ronan and Taylor with his words rather than his hands. They wait while Rodney sets the camera up again, and as he is running back to get in the picture, John tells them all to say cheese, which ends in smiles so fake that even Taylor agrees when Ronan says they look constipated. How about you leave the directions to me, says Rodney testily, as he sets up the camera for the fourth time.
All right, Annie Leibovitz, says John, swatting away an inquisitive fly. Let's get on with it.
Picture 4 is a flop due to an untimely sneeze.
5 and 6 have 2 blinkers each.
7 has an unexpectedly beautiful flower floating across the lens on a breeze, which would have been perfect in John's opinion because it covered his dorky face, but Rodney was less enthusiastic.
It's the Nikon Coolpix 7900! It has a 7-megapixel resolution, motion detection technology, and 3x optical zoom lens with image stabilization! Furthermore, the 3 of you are practically supermodels. I do not understand why we can't get a decent picture of us.
For the 8th and final time, McKay, Rodney gives them a little more leeway with the timer. A very generous 30 seconds to get in position. He rushes back and slips into place next to Taylor, and they pose and smile and wait. 22, 21, 20. Maybe we should lose the vests.
McKay.
Okay, all right. 16, 15, 14. I'm just saying, Sam and Mitchell will be...
McKay, focus.
7, 6... 5.
Maybe the 2 of you should kiss in the next photo.
Ronan!
Looks like the butt is on John this year.
The end.